going to be interesting. Listen, there'll probably be some teething problems, no doubt, as there is with all new channels. But the channels that are showing boxing, the better. You know, it's obviously not one of the mainstream ones. I don't expect the productions to be massive and elaborate, but the main thing is that they're showing live boxing. So yeah, it's a good thing.
I suppose one of the arguments there is it's free to air as well, so more people who maybe aren't willing to pay money to watch it on the likes of Sky Box Office might give this fight a chance.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, you've got to put things in perspective. It was never going to be a Sky Box Office sort of event because of the opponent, so you know it should be free to air. So you know, hopefully, get some good numbers and the day bandwagon gets going again.
Yeah, and, you know, if he can get that bandwagon rolling again and he can pull off a victory over Mark DeMori, is there a chance he can go further? You know, can he take on the likes of Anthony Joshua? Will he get in the ring with any of the other big heavyweights, or is this just a nice little payday?
Well, we're not going to know anything after tomorrow because, being honest, Mark DeMori is nowhere near that level of sort of fighter. He's nowhere near David A's level. Myself, Jamie and Gavin were just watching a bit of his fights, his previous fights, earlier on today actually. So I've said all along, from one clip I saw him, for me it lasts as long as David A wants. If David A fancies having a chat with his new trainer when he comes back to the corner, then it'll go two rounds. If not, he might just get rid of him in one. So, you know, the opponent, it is what it is. You know, you're not gonna be able to look at David A, no matter how quick he knocks this guy out. You won't look at him tomorrow and say, oh yeah, you can get him with him, you can get him with him. You know, it's just a little fight back for him. Gets people talking about him again, gets him back in the ring. You know, I think it's nearly 4 years he's been out of the ring, so it was never going to be anybody testing, but this guy should, you know, it should get wiped out whenever David wants it.
So it's not exactly a tough challenge then for David Haye?
No. Listen, if it is, then that means Haye's shot to bits. You know, it's not. There's no. It's like I said, it is what it is. It's a comeback fight against a guy that should bow to David Haye's power, his speed, his accuracy, everything. You know, and that's with 4 years out. But what people can't do is when he gets rid of this guy, if he can't start, you know, calling out Tyson Fury and all them sort of guys, Anthony Joshua, he's got to have a real fight before then. He's got to prove himself. And to be honest, I don't think Fury would fight him anyway because of what's happened in the past. So, you know, you're probably looking at the other avenues for the heavyweight titles rather than Fury.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting to see where he's going to go from here. I'm not quite sure what his exact route's going to be. And it's always interesting to see what they say in sort of the heat of the moment, isn't it? After the fight, if he wins, you know, he's gonna be running his mouth a little bit, I expect, and whether he could take that seriously or not, it is one thing or another, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Listen, he's a confident fellow, isn't he? And he's gonna want to fight the best that are out there. But the what you would expect is that they'll map out the quickest route to a world title shot that they can. So, you know, it'll be somebody else. I honestly can't see Tyson Fury entertaining. Deontay Wilder is the one. The other one, which I'll, there's another heavyweight title fight that's about to take place between, I forget the two guys that are going to take, you know, it was a title that Tyson got stripped of. I think they'll go down that route, the IBF route will probably be the easiest one. So, We'll wait and see. But listen, David A gets people talking again, so it's good that he's back. If he's back and he's active and his injuries are all sound, then it's going to be an exciting time. But that's down the line. Tomorrow, it's just about him being back. It's not a testing opponent. It's nothing like that. It's about him being back, and hopefully, he looks good in there, and then he gets another fight pretty much quick. And a little bit of a step up, you know, and then that'll be good. Something like a European or something, or a bit of a ranked name fighter from overseas, then that'll be good. But yeah, he needs a couple of real fights before he gets in the likes of Fury, certainly, Deontay Wilder, Anthony Joshua, people like that.
Yeah, well, Dillian White's been talking as well, and he's been saying that David must earn a world title shot. He's definitely got to do that, and there's lots of people thinking that he is going to try and go for a world title as soon as he can, but we'll see how it turns out. Yeah, he's going to do it, isn't he?
That's the smart route. I mean, you don't want to be... Listen, you want to get to especially when you're a former champion and you've been there, done it, you don't want to spend 10 years building yourself back up. He wants to get straight back in there as soon as possible, and that's understandable. Mentioning Dillian White, that would be a good fight for him coming back, you know, after this one. Hopefully, you know, Dillian gets his shoulder injury out of the way. That'd be a good fight, Dillian White and David A. That'd be a cracker.
It would, wouldn't it?
You know, what it needs is, you know, or what I'd like to see, and fans would like to see, is somebody that's there that's coming to win and that can fight. Dillian White can fight and he comes to win. So, you know, that'd be a good little fight.
That is more box office, but a shadow of a doubt. It's going to be an interesting one tomorrow night. Heyday, as they're calling it on social media. You can check it out on the telly on day from 9 o'clock. Just moving on to some other stuff that you've been involved with. Of course, Tony Bellew is a man that you know very well. He's not just in the ring at the moment, but he's also walking the red carpet, isn't he? And I'll tell you what, I've seen Creed and his performance in it is very, very good. Did you expect that Tony would be that good on the silver screen?
Well, the thing about Tony is very... when he has to do something, he's very one-track-minded, and he wants to be very good at it. You know, and he gets frustrated. He's a bit of a perfectionist. You know, he can have a great session in the boxing gym and walk out of the gym on a downer because he feels that he's not being as good as what he likes him to be. He sets himself very high standards. So I knew it you know, it pulls something off. But, you know, he's done a great job. And it's not just, you know, people that don't know about acting that are saying that he's done a good job. It's actually people inside the industry that are really impressed with him. Stallone's really impressed with him. Ryan Coogler, who's the director, and who really, really set his stall out to get Tony for this part, he's very happy with him, really impressed with him. And you know, I know he would love to work with Tony again. He's done a brilliant job. And, you know, seeing him on the red carpet the other night, and how the fans were and everything that was the media and everything surrounding the film, it was just nice to see Tony getting involved in that and being, you know, playing a major part in that, because there was a lot of pressure on him, you know, because this all came about in the middle of camps, you know, and he knew what the fights meant, and he had to win the fights in order to do the film because he didn't want to do it if he ended up getting beat. And then obviously he finished the film in production and everything, and then it's just sat there waiting to come out. And then we had the Masternek fight and the pressure that was on Tony for that, because he just felt that obviously if he went in there and if he got beat, when this movie comes out, he would get absolutely slated for it. But it's nice now, you know, I said to him that once he got the win, now he can actually enjoy what he's done, because he's not had time to soak it up and kind of like live in the moment of what he's achieved, you know, and what he's done. I mean, you know, to be in a big film like this when you're not an actor is absolutely massive. And it's nice now that he won the European title, and it was a good performance, and he can enjoy his moment now. He can enjoy the spin-offs of what this is bringing and you know, having to go here, there and everywhere, and just enjoy it rather than worry about anything else. Let everybody else now worry about setting up his next fight, and then once it comes time to start training and knuckle down, then that'll be it. That'll be end of the movie roller coaster for a while, and it goes back to making sure that he's fully focused on his boxing.
I suppose that's the thing, when you look at his performance in that film, he didn't look out of place. He looked like he was meant to be in this film.
Yeah, he did a really good job, but you know, I mean, we've all seen in real life when Tony kicked off at press conferences and, you know, things like that, and we've seen how he can be. He played the part really well. But the thing is, I don't think people understand how hard it was. I mean, you're talking about 13, 14-hour days on set and, you know, waiting about and having to learn, you know. It's not just lines, it's about the positioning and what you're doing, and everything's choreographed and, you know, and I know he had a lot of input into that. So, you know, he's done a fantastic job. And like I said, they're very impressed with his work ethic.
Thing is now, is it going to lead to another match in Creed 2? You never know, this might happen. Will he get it back at Goodison Park?
Yeah, you never know what happens. You never, listen, it's movies, anything can happen. Listen, at the end of the day, once Tony's main ambition is to be a world champion, you know, and once he's finished his boxing, or once, you know, once we get this next fight out of the way, we know whether it's a world title or who it's against, whatever. Once he's won the world title, then, you know, you never know where he can end up. You know, look at Vinnie Jones. Nobody thought Vinnie Jones would end up being massive and the way he is, you know, and look at what he's done. So you just don't know. You just don't know.
Yeah, you know what, listening to Tony the other day, I was hearing an interview with him, and he was saying how much of a perfectionist he is and how much he wants to just keep going forward over time. He wants that world title. He's hungrier than ever before. The fire's in his belly, and I'm sure he's going to be back out in the ring and not just in front of the Hollywood cameras as well, knocking someone out for real. Dave, thank you very much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Nice one, mate. Cheers.